What's going on, everyone? Tony Gwynn Jr. here with Big Time Baseball. John Heyman, Cody Decker, and myself love starting every week talking about all the action around Major League Baseball. So, if you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe and leave a 5-star rating for Big Time Baseball. New episodes are released every Monday on the Odyssey app and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. All right, let's slide to the American League, John. And last week, Cody and I were having this conversation, and we said this next week, who is leading? We said this time next week, who is leading the AL West? And I believe Cody said it would be the Astros, and he was spot on. And the Astros have won 17 of their last 21. Alvarez is, every time I turn on the TV, he's hitting a home run. This is not all that surprising for the Astros. I think you've been on the Astros from the very beginning, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yes, I had them in the World Series, right? And then 2 weeks ago, we switched so often, but I'm glad that Cody picked up with the correct prediction there that it would be the Astros. We'll see. I mean, obviously, 17 of 21 is pretty good. Their pitching is outstanding. I think they're fourth or fifth in baseball, which is not a surprise at all in pitching. And they have most of those stars. They've lost some good big stars, obviously, we know, with Correa out. They've got Pena now in, who's been really good. They lost Springer. They really didn't replace him. I know Dusty wanted Marte. A lot of people probably wanted Marte. But, you know, they still have a really good team. So, I mean, on paper, on the precedent, it seems like there should be the favorite. I don't think that's a surprise. Those other teams are interesting, though. I mean, Seattle was a popular pick. I had them going to the playoffs after watching them. I know they won 2 out of 3 of the Mets. I'm questioning my sanity there. We'll see. I've always been known as a Mariners detractor. I probably should have stayed that way. We will see. I mean, obviously, Crawford's doing great. Ty France, that's your guy. You picked that out when I think he was in grammar school or something. I hadn't even heard of him when you started out him. And so good, give you credit there. You know, and the Angels, they're the most fun team too. I always put them on. I got the two TVs working so early. I'll look at the two New York teams since I'm at the New York Post. But late, I used to look at the Padres, the Dodgers, all different teams. Angels, you know, they've got Ohtani. They've got Trout. They've got this Ward guy doing fantastic. You know, they are a fun team. I don't know if they're going to make it. I still think the Astros win that division, but the Angels are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, no, the Angels have become very exciting, and they're getting pitching. I will it last? I think we'll have to wait and see, but certainly they've been, to me, one of the most exciting teams in baseball to watch and watch on TV. The AL East, we talked a little bit about Aaron Judge, but the Yankees as a whole are look well. They look pretty solid right now. And Judge is healthy. Stanton's healthy. Rizzo's doing his thing. We thought this division was going to be what the NL West is, but this division might be over before it even gets started if Toronto doesn't really kind of pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. I mean, I thought Toronto was the favorite in that division. I thought they'd win that division easily. We had Aaron Boone on right before the season on a hot stove, and I basically said to him, look, you're managing a third-place team. And later I did apologize for that because it was probably a rude thing to say, not only wrong, but probably not the right thing to say. And, they're a lot better than I thought. He liked them. He's always positive about everything, so it's hard to tell. Publicly, he's not going to say anything negative, and that's probably the way to be if you're the manager. But
I think so.
I think he believed that, you know, Severino coming back from the injury, he saw something more in Cortez than we thought at this moment.
He's been great, Cortez.
I mean, it's going to be him or Verlander for the Cy Young. That's going to be quite a race at this moment. But obviously, it's early and a long way to go. I mean, what was he, a 36th rounder? I wrote about him. I can't even – it was so far. He was picked like 1,000-something. Give him credit. I think his determination was one of the factors. You know, I basically asked him, what were your other plans when you had that 15 ERA, when you had a cup of coffee and you got cut by Baltimore, you got cut by the Orioles? I mean, I would have just given up if I'm cut by the Orioles. He's like, I had no other plans. It's the only thing I can do. I have nothing else I can do. I think he was determined to make it work, and he give him credit. He's done it. So, you know, they've got, he liked Cortez better. He liked Seve coming back from the injury. I was a little worried about Seve and Taillon with an injury history. Good, very good pitcher when healthy. And, you know, they've had health. They've really, they've kept their guys healthy this year. And that's been a key. And Stanton, too. I mean, once if he's healthy enough to play the field, he's going to hit. I mean, obviously a terrific talent. You're right. Rizzo's done great, too. And even Gallo is starting to pick it up now. I think New York was an adjustment. Maybe he's adjusting. You know, I mean, he should be a decent player. I'm not going to say he's, you know, the end-all and be-all that some of the new analytics guys think that he is. But he should be a good player. Certainly not the player that we've seen for the first half year in New York. So, and look, Toronto's got a negative run differential. Nice Boston 15. Has completely flopped. You know, I had them as a playoff team. Their pitching is a mess. A scout told me, you know, if they don't get their bullpen together, forget about it. And he thinks they're going to be a seller.
Wow. No one would have guessed that they would be a seller coming in. And that immediately makes me think of Bogarts for the Red Sox, who doesn't have a new contract yet. And last time I checked, they had stopped discussing contract talk. So we'll see how that one shakes out. AL Central up for grabs. Twins leading the way right now. Byron Buxton continues to have a good year. The Twins, I mean, this team quietly has taken that division as the White Sox are trying to get their health in order. And they haven't quite been right yet. It seems like it's up for grabs. Cleveland hasn't been bad either.
No, Cleveland can hit. I can't believe it. They're the only team in the American League hitting over 250. And, you know, they're seventh in OPS and all of baseball at a 30. I mean, we all thought it was just Jose Ramirez. But, I mean, Owen Miller's doing a nice job. Andrés Giménez, I mean, he was one of two shortstops they got for Lindor. He's outplayed Lindor.
They can hit apparently. Up and down that lineup.
Yeah, and it's really the pitching that hasn't been what we thought. Bieber has not been what he had been. Obviously, he was a Cy Young winner, but you expect him to at least be a very good starter. We thought it'd be more pitching for the Indians. The White Sox, to me, though, they're a surprise. I mean, obviously, they've had a lot of guys get hurt. That's a killer when you lose Lynn. They lost Giolito a couple times already. You know, they've had Moncada out. You've had Robert out. Giménez is out. It's been rough, but they have not performed either. I mean, Hendricks is – I mean, going in, you look at Hendricks and Hader as the two best reliever in baseball. I mean, Hader has been lights out. Hendricks has really gotten blown up a few times. I don't expect that to continue, but you've had that go on. And also in terms of their hitting, they're basically getting a good year out of Anderson, Moncada, and Vaughn. Everybody else is not hitting, even Abreu. And Grandal not hitting, and you know I'm worried about them. I really am. We'll see on the Twins. You're right about Buxton. I mean, what a terrific talent when he's on the field. Such a difference.
Yeah, there's no question when he's healthy. Man, there may not be a more explosive baseball player going right now in Major League Baseball. I got to circle back to the National League West. I somehow skipped them. Padres,
that's
Dodgers.
That's your division.
Right. It's my division. I think I got so sidetracked talking about Manny, MVP, and May. I lost my way there. But National League West, Dodgers, Padres setting the pace. They're tied atop the division. Giants there behind. The Diamondbacks then in fourth. Rockies in last. All above 500 right now. Padres just had a terrific series. They could have very well have swept the Braves if they didn't give up four in the eighth of the game before yesterday on Saturday, but they come back and win in a tough start where Kyle Wright had it going yesterday. They have played as good of baseball as anybody in Major League Baseball without Fernando Tatis Jr., and it starts with their starting pitching. The Dodgers also playing, you know, Dodger baseball, although just lost 3-4 to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the Padres. I mean, you know the Padres. I'd almost forgotten about Tatis. They're playing so well. And
I know, right?
You call them your Padres. I'm going to call them our Padres now since I had them in the playoffs in a very tough league. I mean, I think the National League is eight deep. So I think actually just getting into the playoffs is very difficult in the National League. I had to leave out the Giants and the Phillies, which I wasn't happy about. I think those are good teams. American League, I happily left out 9 out of the 15 teams. But You know, I think San Diego's got among the best pitching in baseball. They're probably the deepest. You know, AJ's always acquiring somebody. You know, even when we thought they were the deepest, here comes Manaea. So, I mean, you know, he's done a good job at this point. They look very, very good. I mean, the Dodgers are still the favorite, but to me, the Rockies are a surprise. And the Diamondbacks, what a huge surprise they are. They came in here. They had one guy batting over 200 when they were in New York, and that was Seth Beer. And then he went on like an 0-for-30 streak after that. And they're managing to win. And, I mean, I think the hiring of Brent Strom, I mean, the guy must be a magician or something, because their starting pitching is completely turned around. Even Bumgarner, I shouldn't say even, because obviously he was a great pitcher with the Giants. But, I mean, normally you don't go uptick in your velocity at this stage in your career. So he's had a turnaround. Zach Davies, who was not at all good last year, he's doing well. And Gallen. I mean, Gallen is one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. People thought he had that ace potential, but I mean, this kid was already traded twice. So they figured something out, I should give him the credit. He's figured something out, and their pitching looks actually very, very good. I mean, that division's going to be tough, though. So, I mean, they're not going to contend, but let's give them credit. That's the biggest surprise, more than the Angels, because the Angels, to me, you know, if you got Trout and Ohtani and they're healthy, you know, there's obviously a big potential there.
All right, John, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Big Time Baseball. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr. He's John Heyman. We'll catch you next week.